So let me tell you a little bit about my family. But first, you know, Christmas time is all about togetherness and, you know, the warmth of the season. When I was a kid, that is not how my family rolled. Christmas time was all about the gifts. The more, the better. Whether or not you ask for it, you're getting it. You're going to love it. Now, I come from a really large, close-knit family that didn't have a lot of money. So the Christmas gift shopping started the same time as back to school season. So what that meant was if I didn't wear it or use it during that fall, then that was the start of the Christmas gift haul. And that was all well and good. Now, in this memory, I was around 10 or 11, and I'm a child of the 80s, so I still kind of believed in Santa Claus, but I was on the cusp of not believing in him. Like, I was really smart, and it just wasn't possible for one guy to deliver presents all over the world to all those kids, but I still had a little glimmer of hope that this guy really existed because he was really good at getting gifts. Now, I had a lot of aunts and uncles, but there was only three kids. It was me, my sister, and my cousin. So when the Montgomery Ward catalog, I'm aging myself, came in the mail, and right before Thanksgiving, it was a really big deal. So no afternoon cartoons. We immediately huddled around the catalog, and we're starting playing this Christmas list, right? So the goal was to load up with as much stuff as possible. We're going to get all the things, because all of Christmas break, we're going to play with all of these things and not talk to one another for 2 weeks. It was going to be fantastic. So that year, my sister and my cousin, they're loading up page after page. Oh, I'm getting all this stuff. And I'm like, I don't have any idea what I want. Because, you know, I'm a preteen. I got to be cool. I can't have these Barbies. I can't have Hot Wheels or these games. But then they turn the page, and there it is. I knew as soon as I saw it. That Casio keyboard, that was going to be mine. Now, I just started getting into music. I was playing in the school band. I played the clarinet, loved it with all my life. But when I was watching Nickelodeon or, like, the Disney Channel and saw, like, the rock stars on TV, none of them played the clarinet. They played either the guitar, which wasn't in that Montgomery Ward catalog, or keyboard. It was right there. So that was the key to my superstardom. So I wrote that down on my list. That was the only thing. I was like, please, Santa, give me this Casio keyboard, told him the page number and everything. I was like, I'm going to make it really easy for you. Sent that off to Santa, started playing my life. I'm going to be a rock star starting on Christmas. So we had a tradition on Christmas Eve where we all got to open up one present. But my grandma always picked the present, and it was always matching Christmas pajamas because we're going to take all these matching, like these photos and these matching pajamas, opening up the mountain of gifts that they got us. But that year, for some reason, we convinced them, hey, we can pick our own presents, guys. We want to get a head start on this play all Christmas break plan. So it was like, we're going to open up a toy or something, and we're going to spend all night. We're not going to sleep. We're going to catch Santa in the act. We're going to play. We're going to watch Santa do his thing. And then we're going to act like, oh, it's fine. So as our family's coming in and putting gifts under the tree, we're scoping it out, seeing what's the least pajama-like gift that we can open. So we all pick our three gifts, and it's after dinner. We're about to go to bed, and we're like, yeah, we're going to open it. So we open up the gifts, and I kid you not, all three of us still open matching Christmas pajamas. So yeah, we were a little miffed going to bed, but it was fine because my sister and my cousin, I'm sure, had visions of sugar plums dancing in their heads going to bed. I had visions of this keyboard because I knew that was coming the next day. I was like, this, like December 26th, you're not going to, oh, I'm going to be on TV, you guys. You have no idea. So my house at Christmas time, I was showing someone a picture recently, was a winter wonderland. Like the transition happened the night of Thanksgiving. My grandma was a little tiny, little determined lady. She would shuffle us off to bed early, and she would spend all night turning the house into just like Christmas extravaganza. Like there's garland hanging from the ceiling, there's lights. One year there was like a train going around the perimeter. I still have no idea how she did that. But, like, the mountain of gifts had been, like, teasing us ever since, like, the day after Thanksgiving. So we knew when we woke up Christmas morning, that was it. Like, I cannot wait. So we wake up Christmas morning, and sure enough, presents from wall to wall. My sister and my cousin, they dive straight in. My family is there. They're all excited. They're like, yay, they're opening up all the presents. But, like I said, I'm 10 or 11. I'm strategic. So I'm looking around, seeing if I see this long rectangular box that only a keyboard could be in. I don't see it, but I'm like, it's in there somewhere. It's fine. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to take the pictures. I'm going to open the gifts, whatever. I'm going to get the keyboard. It's going to be fine. So they hand me box after box, and I'm opening up toys. I'm opening up clothes. There's some games thrown in there. And then the gifts stop, and I'm looking at my pile of things and notice that there's no keyboard there. See my sister and my cousin playing with all the stuff they asked for. And I was like, wait a second. Did Santa put me on the naughty list or something? Santa betrayed me. Like, my sister definitely didn't deserve all that stuff. I'm way better than she is. Like, I have been good all year long, and I only asked for one thing, and I didn't get it. So I'm 11 years old, so the world ended. I was completely miffed. I wanted nothing to do with anything on Christmas. Now, like I said, my grandma did all the things, so she planned all Christmas. It wasn't on the chalkboard, but she planned all of Christmas. So we had this big, beautiful breakfast. I ate it begrudgingly. We played board games together. It was all well and good. I lost. My aunt, she's like the board game champion. I lost. And we're sitting around watching A Christmas Story, as one does. And my mom goes out. She's like, oh, yeah, I need to go to the car and get something really quick because I forgot some stuff from work. We're like, okay, whatever. She walks back in carrying this long rectangular box and just calmly places it in front of me. Let alone half the day had gone by this point. So I look at the box. On the box it says, to Tanisha from Mom. I look up at her, look at the box. She's like, yeah, Sam doesn't get credit for this one. I did this for you. It was then that I knew that Santa wasn't real. Mom always had my back. So I opened the keyboard, super excited. Like, yes, my life had begun. Let alone, I had never played a keyboard in my life, you guys. But I was determined I was going to be a virtuoso by December 26th. So I did what my sister and my cousin had been doing all day. I ran to my room, and I played that keyboard until the batteries died. But I thought the day was saved because I got the keyboard. But now that I am older, I'm looking at it a little differently. I told my aunt a couple of weeks ago that I was going to be telling the story when I got the keyboard. And she's like, oh, you remember that? I'm like, of course I do. Like, I thought I was going to be a star. I mean, I wasn't on Nickelodeon, but hey, it's fine. She's like, yeah, so we kind of knew you didn't really believe in Santa Claus anymore. So we knew if we held off getting you the one thing that you wanted, that you would like actually want to spend time with us in Christmas. Because, I mean, that's what we all do. We spend time with each other at Christmas, and we like seeing the joy in your faces, and we were like hoping to see like one little glimmer of something that like we knew we were losing in you. And I was like, oh, that hit me super duper hard, because as a kid, I thought it was all about the gifts, but the gifts were just a vehicle to get us kids to know that spending time with family means something. And the more gifts we had, the more time we could spend with all the people that, I mean, they aren't necessarily all here anymore. And I would not trade those memories of Christmas morning for anything. Like, if I could go back, I probably wouldn't even ask for a keyboard. I would just ask for more time with those people. So, little Tanisha didn't just get a keyboard that day. She learned a lifelong lesson. She learned about love. She learned about family. And she learned that it's not about the gifts under the tree. It's not even necessarily about the day you celebrate any holiday. It's about the people you surround yourself with in the moments that matter. Thanks, you guys. Happy holidays.